This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says it stands with the people of China in their fight for human rights on the eve of the anniversary of the Beijing deadly Tiananmen crackdown amid heightened tensions between the two economic giants. Meantime, thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround Central Park and patrol the city's streets today to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Critics say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a marked departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risks time in prison. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to facilitate repression of serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security or democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China the Biden administration has announced since March. In March, the U.S., along with the European Union and Britain, imposed sanctions on several Chinese officials for human rights abuses against the Uyghur minority. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden announced Thursday the U.S. will donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses of surplus vaccine overseas through the United Nations-backed COVAX program. The vaccines will help with shortages in South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. The White House has announced plans to share 80 million doses globally by the end of June, most through COVAX. The White House did not say when the doses would begin shipping overseas, but the press secretary said the administration hoped to send them as quickly as arrangements can be made. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition is not done yet and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. In the meantime, Netanyahu and his supporters are expected to do everything possible to prevent them from taking office. Many of the people in their new emerging coalition are people who traditionally were allies of Netanyahu. Two people died Thursday after a residential building collapsed and caught fire in a working-class area of Rio de Janeiro, the neighborhood known to be controlled by organized crime groups reportedly involved in the construction of many substandard buildings. And officials in Chile say the country is facing the collapse of its healthcare system due to a lack of hospital beds to care for COVID-19 patients. Some 97% of Chile's hospital beds are now filled with severely ill COVID-19 patients, even though 52% of its people have gotten their anti-COVID vaccine shots, that is. In the capital, Santiago, home to 8 of the country's 19 million Chileans, 99% of the hospital beds are currently at capacity. France said Thursday it would suspend joint military operations with Malian forces after the West African country's second coup in 9 months, adding to international pressure for military junta, the junta that is, to return civilians to positions of power. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.